forms are linked to the business website. Right. So even if a person gets outbid, they know where they can find it.
Okay. So I plan on not getting outbid this year. There were some there were some items last year during the taste that I got outbid on, and I lost that opportunity. So I plan on that not happening this year. All right, you brought some friends in. We have Marlene Anderson and Michael Carota. They are with the Friends Collection here in town. And I see some of the really coolest looking stuffed, should I call them personables? What can I call them?
They're bird orbs.
Bird orbs.
Also known as borbs.
Okay. Well, well, first of all, welcome to both of you. Thank you for being here.
Nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And there's the variety of borbs, as we'll call them from now on. There's a variety of them. And they're not really just stuffed animals to just hang out with. There's a psychology behind this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We even have a couple of studies right here in our hands.
All right. Well, tell us about it. Tell us all about the. I love the shaking of the paper. It makes it really official.
Some ASMR for you.
All right.
Where do we start? For one.
Let's start with this. Let's start with what gave you the idea to do this.
Well, for one, Michael and I always loved stuffed animals. We loved giving them to each other. We loved collecting them ourselves. And we started, you know, we had this big pile on our bed. And we started calling them our Friends Collection. And that's right. Where we got our name of our company from. But the main thing was that we realized, like, a lot of stuffed animals that we're very picky about them. So, right. You know, you go into Target, you go into Walmart, you go into general stores. And sometimes it's like they just have these little bits that they add to these stuffed animals that are very cheap and very not good to hold.
Right.
And so we were very picky about them.
Right.
And then we were diagnosed with ADHD and realized that there's a reason why we had these sensory issues.
Okay. Both of you diagnosed with ADHD?
Yeah, we actually both are, which is really nice.
Okay.
We didn't know at first, but now we do.
Okay.
But we did actually find out that, you know, there's other people like us online too. A lot of the most prolific stuffed animal collectors have ADHD or other neurodiversities, as they like to call it, or as we like to call it.
Right.
And so they also were a little upset with some of these issues that stuffed animals currently on the market often have.
Right.
So we kind of took note of a few of them. We got these studies that Marlene can maybe summarize a little bit about.
Sure.
Just made them a lot more accessible.
What is it about a stuffed animal that calms a person with ADHD?
It's softness, actually.
Okay.
And a large study conducted with 930 participants, a series of teddy bears were, you know, kind of like brawled against each other and then measured against each other in an ELO score, which is the score you use to match up chess players. And it turns out that softness was an important factor double anything else. Color, cuteness, visible factors, like softness triumphs over all else. And the thing, and that softness translates over to other studies that say things like children with wartime PTSD recover from PTSD twice as often or twice as quickly as those that were not given stuffed animals.
Right.
And let's see, another study said something about transitionary periods. A stuffed animal can be very comforting to hold during some sort of periods, like when a kid has to start going to school, or your adult kid has to go to college, or, you know, a big move or something like that. The softness is very important for people, not just with you know, neurological problems of all ages, but just, you know,
everyone who's ever been a parent and wanted to comfort their child has given them a, whether it's a soft thing like this or not, a stuffed toy.
And these are so soft. My God. They're just cuddle worthy. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Very silky.
This one. This is our softest one yet.
Oh, my gosh. You just want to rub it against your cheek and cuddle it. It's so cute. Yeah.
So what is the process of the softness? What is it that you do to make sure that it's soft enough, for instance?
For one, we focus on shape. So our stuffed animals don't really have too many let's say add-ons. Sometimes for decoration's sake, it's there's like these big stiff things that are these little felt things that have to be added on to make something appear more like its counterpart. But we don't believe in that. We believe that you know, we have to keep the structure relatively comfortable, but we don't want to just turn it into a pillow. You know, we want it to be still be beautiful and aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
Not too many other bits. So that's part one. But part two is fabric and stuffing.
Yeah, fabric and stuffing were really fun to find. We basically went through places like Joann Fabrics and asked people online, and we basically went through and tested a few different types of stuffing. We even, like, you know, disassembled some stuffed animals and put in the new stuffing. We tested different fabrics. We might actually try for even softer fabrics in the future.
Okay. What fabrics do you utilize now?
Basically just this long, soft fabric. Okay. Maybe Marlene can say more about it.
It's a polyester, but it's a very nice, really soft polyester that's becoming more used. Right. I think that they're definitely putting more money into stuffed animals now that adults buying stuffed animals for themselves, there's a larger U.S. market cap than ever.
Right.
It was $1.9 billion in the U.S. market cap in 2021. Now it's 6.4 in 2023, and I think this trend is only growing, and I'm sure a lot of post-COVID anxieties, economic anxieties, and, you know, people just kind of are a little less afraid to be stigmatized in some way or another. So, you know, if you're an adult and you like stuffed animals, it's like, you know, you feel this need to kind of show, like, oh, I can't show that because that's not what adults do. That's not what normal people do.
Right.
But now there's no shame in that.
Right. I would actually, I hate to throw ideas your way. We talked about doing the band when I saw you over at Starfish. We talked about maybe developing a band of these things. But I could actually see some adult households without children utilizing these as kind of large, if they were larger, throw pillows on the couch. Or, you know, it's a way to be comfortable. It's a way to get that relief. And it's cool and fashionable in your living room as well. I love that. What is that you're holding?
This is this one's a different shape. Our other ones are round, and this one is a long ferret. But it resembles a hot dog.
It does.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very cute.
We are doing another crowdfunding thing for this guy.
Okay.
He's going to be 27 inches long in his final form. And in his bun, you'll be able to fit either something to help weight the stuffed animal, because weighted stuffed animals are super comforting for neurodivergent people and everyone else.
Right.
But also a heating pad.
Oh, that's very cool. Yes. Yes.
Put it on your lap. And, you know.
I could easily see that. I got my eye on the chinchilla as well.
Yeah.
Chinchillas are among the softest creatures on the planet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go the extra mile to make it more chinchilla-like?
Well, he can hold things in his hands, like actual chinchillas can.
Right?
Like,
okay.
Really?
Yeah, you could put a little pencil in his hand right here.
Right.
Oh.
Sign.
Yeah, or a sign, or scissors. I put knitting needles in once to make it look like he was knitting a little project.
That's very
and
cool.
And we gave him a little tail, because chinchillas are all known for their tails.
Right.
And this one's kind of bread-themed, so it's a little bit of a cinnamon roll here.
Right.
And he is with the normal silky polyfill that we're using in our newer stuffed animals, so he's very soft, too.
Oh, we pride ourselves on the silky polyfill. The company is headquartered in Fairfield, Connecticut, and, you know, it really makes all the difference. Some people just have the soft externals, but then, like, you feel on the inside and you take the polyfill out and it looks like it's, like, plasticky. It's, like, it's shiny. It's crunchy. It's, like, it's unpleasant to hold. It's, like, fiberglass. But then, like, you know, silky polyfill, it's, like, silk. It comes apart and it's so cloud-like and it's beautiful. And I love it. I love the silky polyfill so much.
Let's imagine that someone wanted to customize they wanted some custom ones. What's the turnaround time in producing them? And would that be a possibility for you now at this point in your...
Actually, I'm glad that you say that, because we are working with another Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce member and making her little dog, and that's been a really exciting process for us.
Okay.
It's completely customized to her dog.
Right.
Like
little Bitsy.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Bitsy, and she's very small, very fluffy.
Right.
And we're going to make her into, like, somewhat of a keychain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A little car friend is what we call the ones that you can put on your on your car dash.
Right.
So she's not very big, desk size, car sized.
Right.
But
I'm sure very comforting to I'm very comforting to that person, right?
Yeah.
So if anyone is interested in custom ordering stuffed animals, I mean, you can always email us. We haven't really listed the page yet because we haven't finish this Bitsy, but I would say it'll take us, you know, a couple months to get the design completely set.
Right.
And then manufacturing takes a month, but
yeah.
Yeah. Right. We are interested in doing business to business as well. So if you want to be the next Wells Fargo horse, you know, give us a ring.
Okay. Yeah.
Shoot us an email.
Right, right. And if, for instance, what the turnaround time once you've designed it, what would that be?
Oh, that would, I actually just looked at this because one of our Kickstarter backers asked us about one of our future projects. But I think two of our products took about a month and 4 days, maybe like 34 days. All right. To manufacture, and then it's just a matter of shipping.
Right, right. Yeah. Does it have to be a certain size in order to achieve softness, or like something the dashboard size thing, can it be just as soft as a larger product?
Yes. The only issue that other companies do is that they see small things as cheap, so they don't put the time into them. But there's no reason why they shouldn't if you're looking for quality and softness over, I don't know, dollar store.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this coming summer, I first of all, thank you for explaining the psychology behind these, because that is hugely important. Mm-hmm. And secondly, they're just cool. I feel good just looking at them. I think that they make me. I haven't held one yet, but just looking at them, I feel better. That's pretty cool. Let's change it.
Oh
right
my
now.
Gosh, yes.
Oh, these are very soft.
They're so
very,
soft.
Very, very soft.
And you know, as somebody who has allergies, they are washable.
Yes.
Okay.
So, which is great, because we know that, you know, even the little ones, they do spit up and make messes and
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
And when you need a good cry, you can cry all over it and you can wash it.
Of course.
So they're so cute. And I just saw that one of our other members, Little Freebirds, is actually carrying your chinchilla.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea that they were also a member. That's amazing.
Yes.
Congratulations there.
Thank you.
So, where do we go from here? Are there other designs you've got ready to go or that you're thinking of? Maybe that cool band thing I suggested way back when? Drop it off at the radio station here?
Them being in a band would be very, very fun.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah. We are working on a couple of other designs.
Okay.
For one, we are making a Hyrax, and it's going to look like a Hyrax.
Okay.
Does anyone here know what a Hyrax is?
I have no clue what a Hyrax is.
It is a very niche animal that looks kind of rodent-like. It's kind of like a little bunny, but it has tusks, like little tusks in the front, and its closest living relative, elephants.
Okay.
So they're this size. They're kind of potato-shaped, got a little snoot, little teeth, and they're just little things. They live in the rocks.
Yeah, it's crazy that their closest relatives are the elephants and also manatees, because they're just so small.
And
very cute.
And rodent-like. And then you see a big gray elephant.
What part of the world do they normally live in?
Northern Africa.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of the manatee. For some reason, you mentioned manatee, and I immediately went, aw.
Yeah.
I love
manatee. Want to make, you know, sea animals one day, too.
Right.
We just got to keep it going.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned before you got here, I was mentioning to Aaron that as a kid, for me, one of my favorite stuffed anythings was a stuffed guitar. that I had. It was very soft. It looked like a guitar up front, and it was holdable. So there's idea number two that Ed has given you, right? next time I have you on, let's see if we can't get one of those through the gate here. So how do our listeners find you?
We're big car coming. We're on Borbs.com.
Okay.
BORBS.com. That's also our email addresses, so you can email either of us, Marlene@Borbs.com or Michael@Borbs.com.
Okay.
We try to reply to every email, so feel free to say whatever you want, and we'll reply, even if it's a complaint.
I'm sure you don't get many of those.
Not often, luckily.
Yeah. Right.
We're also on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, or I guess now it's X.
Right, yeah.
As @FriendsPlushies.
Right. Do you realize how warped an individual would have to be to complain about a cute little stuffed animal like this, man? You'd have to, I'm guessing.
You.
Yeah, let me handle the complaints you get. Let me handle those, man.
Make an @Borbs.com next.
I just love the little yellow one. It's Mango, right?
Yeah, Mango.
They have the cutest little names.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Mango. Then we have Ice Cream. She's pink, and she has a little fidget in her whipped cream. It's going to be like a little mochi fabric, little mochi fidget that's squeezable. Then we have one with these nice little stripes that's based on a little piece of sushi or nigiri.
Oh, there you go. Whoa. There you go. I get it now.
It looks like it's got a piece of salmon on its head, kind of, but it's built in so that it's part of the design of the bird motif. Right.
Tell me really quick about the bird on a string.
Huh?
Do you have a bird on a string? Am I crazy, or was there a bird on a string that I saw?
We made one into a puppet at one point, just to puppet it around, which was really fun.
All right.
It is really fun to kind of puppet them around, make little videos.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you just put one little thing here, one little thing here, one in the front, one in the back, and then you can make it go.
I'm turning to Aaron now. Did you have stuffed animals as a kid?
I did, but as I mentioned, I had allergies.
Right.
So,
right.
They, you know, once they got a little dusty and everything, it was hard to, they would always make me sneeze.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. But maybe score one of these.
Yeah, I think I might have to have mango on my desk at the office.
Is there also a lime? Am I crazy or did I see a lime? I'm holding the lime.
Yeah.
This is the lime.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And he's got a little wizard hat on.
A wizard hat. That's the coolest thing. All right. Right on.
All
right. Well, Marlene, Michael, thank you. I'll be back to you in 2 seconds.
We have to do a kind of thing because you were just letting me know that you're donating some of your borbs to the Jesse Reese Foundation. And I was just going to say that we have our ribbon cutting for the Jesse Reese Foundation next Thursday, April 11th. It's from 4 to 6. And we're going to be making joy jars. And you're donating some of your borbs jars.
Very cool,
it's
you guys.
So amazing. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll see you there at the ribbon cutting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be really fun. It's April 11th, next Thursday, 4 to 6. We're going to be in Irvine. And Jesse Reese is a child that was battling cancer. And she created these jars that have age-appropriate toys, new age-appropriate toys that can be distributed around the world to other children who are fighting cancer to bring joy.
This is going to be fantastic. I'm glad you guys are involved with that. That's very, very cool.
We're happy to be involved.
So that is going to be a fun event and just giving back, bring a smile to a child's face.
Yeah.
Never, ever give up the Jesse Reese Foundation.
Fantastic.
And that's next Thursday, April 11th. We also have our mixer at Bodega on Wednesday, April 17th, and that's 5:30 to 7:30. Bodega is here on PCH, and we're so excited to have our mixer there for April.
Really looking forward to that. Bodega goes all out anyway, and I can't wait till that mixer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. New this year, on April 27th, we have our spring sidewalk sale.
Ooh.
So all the businesses here in Laguna can have their businesses can open up a little bit and spread out onto the sidewalk. And so it'll be a fun day, April 27th, to shop local.
Excellent.
We also have Chamber Night on Tuesday, April 30th at Art Time Bodega. Art Time Borrow.
Mm-hmm. You got Bodega on the brain, don't you?
Yeah, I did. Art Time Borrow, we're going to have snacks and drinks, and we're going to make ceramics. It's going to be a fun hands-on mixer the chamber at Art Time Borrow, and that is Tuesday, April 30th in the evening, 6 to 8 p.m.
Very cool.
We just got a new member. And it's Music History Hall, and they're having an event at Rivian on May 3rd, and that is going to be California Happenings. So we had a photographer that took a bunch of photographs of all the music festivals in between 1968 and 1971, and so there's going to be an event at the Rivian on May 3rd, and we're going to do a little ribbon cutting right beforehand.
Excellent.
So, should be a great event.
And Joelle was telling me, brand new scissors for these ribbon cuttings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. These blue scissors are very sharp. You have to be careful.
Right.
Lovely.
As I mentioned already, our golf tournament is coming up fast. It's on May 14th. If you want to play in our tournament, please sign up now. We're gonna definitely be selling out on that one. And we're going to have a lot of fun silent auction items. So even if you don't play golf, you can support us that way. And then, of course, we have Pageant of the Masters coming up on July 3rd.
Right.
That's the final dress rehearsal that we'll be selling tickets for to allow all of our wonderful locals and residents and businesses to come out, see the final dress rehearsal, bring your friends, bring your staff, make a night of it, and then we can help promote it for the rest of the summer to all of the visitors.
Very cool.
And Oak Laguna Beach.
Whom we love dearly.
Yes.
I got
amazing restaurant. I highly recommend their ribs on the appetizer menu.
You're not kidding. You're not even kidding. My God, yeah.
But they are doing a special in conjunction with the Pageant of the Master tickets for us, where you can purchase a Burger Beach Box meal for two people. Normal price, $70. With this promotion, only $40.
That's a buy. That's a steal right there.
Yeah, you get a meal for two people. You pick it up. You take it to the pageant. You have a picnic. It'll be so fun.
Yes.
So get your tickets for the pageant. Order your beach box. And have a fun evening with us on July 3rd. We're so excited. Oh,
yeah. Did you ever try their bread pudding?
I have not tried the bread pudding
yet. Oh, my God. All right. So the next time you order anything there, get some bread pudding, and then you're going to immediately want to order one to take with you after you eat the one there, because that's how good that is. My God.
And yes. Joelle just texted me and said to remember to mention our beach cleanup is also on April 20th.
Yes. Thank you for that, Joelle. And that's really important to be out there and participating in the cleanup. We'll keep pumping it here at the radio station. Thanks, Joelle, for that reminder. All right, so it seems like you just never don't get busy.
Right.
So, you know, so thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Marlene. Thank you, Michael, for stepping in today. It was a pleasure speaking with both of you. The very best of luck, and let us know whatever we can do for you, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on.
That was Chamber Chat, 8:37 the time, 23 before 9 o'clock. We've got a personal stash happening this morning. Lisa's gone, so we're filling that time with an album in its entirety and uninterrupted. Wait and see.